Okay, let's move on to item 344.
Direct bureaus to collect personal contact information for employees and designate personnel vital to city business continuity and emergency response.
Mr. Novick.
Mayor and colleagues, in the past few months, the city has experienced not one but two rather disruptive events. One, a multi-day power outage downtown, another a major snowstorm. And both of them underscored that during such disruptive events, we have some challenges in communicating with our employees. And we had three significant takeaways from that experience. One is the city ought to maintain up-to-date personal contact information for all employees, including numbers where we can send texts. Employees should know ahead of time if they will be expected to come into work when other workers are staying home. And a third lesson was that employees who do not work during snowstorms or power outages do not really appreciate being called non-essential. The resolution today asks bureaus to communicate with their employees about expectations ahead of an emergency and to remind people to update their personal contact information. It enlists the help of OMF to track this information in the existing citywide employee database, SAP, and make it available to bureaus for emergency purposes. And it identifies employees as needed for service continuity or needed for emergency response, not as essential and non-essential. This resolution also implements recommendations with the city's Continuity of Operations Work Group, a citywide group led by the Bureau of Emergency Management. And Jana Papaefthimiou from PBAM is here with us today to present the resolution.
Good morning, Jana.
Good morning. Thank you. So the previous presentation was very inspiring, and I'm afraid mine is a bit wonky, but hopefully it will at least be short. I am Jana Papaefthimiou. I'm the Planning and Preparedness Manager at the Portland Bureau of Emergency Management, and the resolution I'm presenting, as Commissioner Novick said, is about communicating with employees during an emergency. It's implementing recommendations that were made by the Citywide COOP Planning Committee. So a COOP plan is a continuity of operations plan, and it's a framework for the city to continue essential functions following an incident that disrupts normal operations. So a power outage, a labor strike, an earthquake, a snowstorm could all be COOP events. Because the city provides so many essential services and has functions that need to continue or be resumed quickly following a disruptive event, it's critical that we have a COOP plan. My bureau undertook to develop the first citywide plan in 2013, and I would like to recognize the Bureau of Environmental Services, the Office of Management and Finance, the Water Bureau, the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, the Bureau of Emergency Communications, Parks and Recreation, the Bureau of Transportation, the City Attorney's Office, the Police Bureau, Portland Fire and Rescue, the Bureau of Development Services, and the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability all saw significant value in that citywide framework and had staff who attended many lengthy meetings to develop that plan. They also developed a set of recommendations to improve the city's preparedness, and those recommendations recognize that employees are the city's most important resource in responding to an emergency. If we don't have people, we can't do anything else. So one of the primary recommendations was to improve the city's ability to communicate with employees in a widespread disruptive event by improving the database of city per contact information and also setting expectations ahead of time for workers who are emergency responders or who are needed to provide service continuity. As Steve said, last December there was a power outage, then again in February a snowstorm that challenged us to communicate with employees during non-work hours and also challenged us to state definitively which employees must come to work during a disruptive event. Although I think we managed relatively well for those short-term events, we were unable to text employees about their building being closed because we didn't track their mobile phone numbers in their database. And in a survey we made of employees after the event, almost a quarter of employees said they did not know if they were essential or not. And 100% of them did not like being called non-essential. So today's resolution would strengthen citywide preparedness with the following four steps. Set a clear expectation that employees should keep their personal contact information up to date, and this information will be available to their supervisors in an emergency. Enlist bureaus to remind all employees at least annually to update their contact information. To require each bureau to inform employees in writing if they are necessary for emergency response or for business continuity, and to use the city's existing citywide data system, SAP, to track this information. So PBAM prepared the resolution here, but I'd like to give credit to the Citywide COOP Committee and particularly to OMF that helped prepare a resolution that we think is feasible given the city's existing labor agreements and their current technology in SAP. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, great. Thank you. Questions? Straightforward enough. Thank you, Jonna.
Thank you.
Anyone else signed up to testify on this?
No one else signed up.
Okay, then a roll call and a resolution, please.
Fish?
Thank you for a very succinct report. And, you know, one of the, I think, ongoing issues we'll want to monitor is how do we make sure that the data that we get from our employees is protected? And I've been alarmed by how vulnerable all my systems are to hackers and to people stealing data. And recently someone went on a shopping spree with a credit card that's been closed for a year. And so that the bad guys are getting more and more sophisticated. So I'm just on an ongoing basis interested in how do we protect data that we have and not let it get in the hands of the wrong people. But this notion of communicating more effectively with our employees, all of whom are essential at all times, and I hope soon we can come forward with some new vocab, new language, new adjectives, because I think I think the language fails us in this regard. But thank you for your good work, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Thank you, and thanks to the COOP team, and I look forward to hearing from somebody whether I'm considered whether I'm considered an essential employee. Aye.
Novick.
Well, Commissioner Saltzman, nobody will tell you whether you're an essential employee because we've stricken that language from our nomenclature.
Oh, okay.
But you might be important to continuity of operations and to emergency response. Janet, thank you very much. Thanks to all the bureaus who participated. And I'd also actually like to thank PGE and the weather for creating these two opportunities to highlight problems in our emergency response system in circumstances that weren't as dire as they might have been. I think that we've had some wake-up calls in the past few months that have nudged us to do things that we really need to do, and we didn't pay an extreme price for not having done them before. So I think that it's nice occasionally to get a little nudge. So thanks again, Jonna. Thanks to everybody who participated. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner Novick and Jonna, for the report and for changing the nomenclature. Any change that allows me to stay home when it's 10 degrees and not worry about coming in is very welcome. Aye.
Hales?
It's important that we learn and tune and learn and tune as we get new information or have these experiences that we've just talked about. So I'm glad that process is ongoing. In Lake Wobegon, all the children are above average. In the city of Portland, all of us are essential. Thank you. Aye.
Thank you.